Radio EcoShock.
When the rains don't fall in California, everyone checks their wallet for rising food prices. But rain or not, cities and farmers are pumping out California groundwater at an alarming rate. Thanks to new satellite science, now we know how much of that unseen wealth has been depleted. It's a problem for farmers and humans all over the world as we grab stored water, and it's keeping us alive right now, but at some point, the water runs out. Dr. Jay Famiglietti is a professor of Earth System Science and director of the Center for Hydrologic Modeling at the University of California, Irvine. He's an expert's expert. Dr. Famiglietti, thank you for joining us on Radio EcoShock.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Your team has looked at California from space, and that gives you a whole different angle on this big drought in your state. Why don't we start with this? What is groundwater really, and where does it come from?
Groundwater is water that is stored beneath the surface of the Earth. So in contrast to the water that we see in lakes and in rivers and in reservoirs, it's stored in soils and it is stored in rock units beneath the ground. So we don't see it. It has been replenished, or it's accumulated there over centuries and centuries and really millennia. And so in some regions, we've built up quite a big stockpile of it. The problem, however, is that while it has built up, while that strategic reserve, so to speak, has built up over thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions of years, we're depleting it very, very rapidly, much more quickly than the rate at which it was emplaced in the first place.
Before we get to your results in California, could you quickly explain the science of satellites? How could you possibly measure underground water looking from space?
Yeah, so that's an excellent question, because most satellites are really almost taking pictures and recording what they're seeing at the surface. They're optical. This satellite mission that we use, it's called GRACE. It's a NASA mission, and GRACE stands for Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment. This satellite is a little bit different in that really it functions like a scale in the sky, almost literally weighing the inflows and outflows of water into a region.
So what did you find out about California water resources in your earlier study?
We published a study in 2011 that looked at the time period from about 2003 through 2010. And what we found in the biggest part of California, really where most of the water is, the Sacramento and San Joaquin River basins, that region had lost about 30 cubic kilometers of groundwater, which is about the equivalent of the size of Lake Mead, the biggest reservoir in the United States. And we found further that about two-thirds of that was due to groundwater depletion. And the results really point to the overexploitation by farmers. Actually, you know, in reality, have no choice but to use groundwater in times of drought like we had in 2006 through 2010.
Right. There's a way the drought plays back and forth with groundwater. When the state and federal agencies cut those water allotments, what are the farmers supposed to do?
Exactly. They really have no choice. And so this is a problem for our society and for really for humanity in general. As our population grows and some regions are experiencing some climate change that will lead to less rainfall, we see in many parts of the world, in many of the dry parts of the world where we already rely on groundwater, we see those dry areas get drier under climate change. That's really going to put a lot of stress on food production in those resources, because we're going to have to balance the multiple competing uses of water. It's not just agriculture. It's not just human use. There's also environmental needs. There's needs for energy and mineral production. So that the challenges are going to become more severe in the future.
What did your new study find?
So our new study updated the 2011 study, and so we got updated satellite data and were able to rerun some of our analyses right up until the present. And what we find is, you know, it's a little disturbing, and it's disturbing in the following way. There's a few key points. First, we really see when we look at these GRACE data that the California region has really been in the throes of a drought for a long time now, going back at least as far as 2006 and maybe further. Although, you know, in the popular press, we tend to think of it as just being the last year or the last 2 years. The data don't really show that. The second thing we saw is that over the last 2 years, again, the Sacramento and the San Joaquin River basins combined have lost about 12.5 cubic kilometers per year, 25 cubic kilometers of water over the last couple of years. To put that number in perspective, yes, it's equivalent to the size of Lake Mead, but it's also, on an annual basis, more water than all Californians use for the entire state. It's a huge amount of water that we've lost. The third thing, which I think is more of an implication, is that what we see in our history of groundwater use in California, if we go back over a few decades, maybe back to the 1960s, we see that we go through periods of a slight bit of groundwater replenishment, and then in drought periods, a huge amount of groundwater depletion. Then in the next wet phase, we'll have a little bit of replenishment, and then in the next drought, we have a huge amount of depletion. So that progressively, over time, we keep depleting that the outflows, the withdrawals are way bigger than the replenishment, so that there's this long-term, very steady decline. And my fear is, now that this current drought is so bad and our surface water allocations have been cut to zero for the first time, that we are facing a period of epic groundwater depletion that we've never experienced here before in the state.
So the key question for me is how much groundwater is left, and and when will California growers and dairymen and cities feel that pinch?
Right. So they're already feeling the pinch, and the growers and the agricultural community feels the pinch because as the water table drops, the quality degrades, and the energy cost to pump the water up from deeper increase. And then because the water is lower quality, it might have to be treated. So they're already feeling that pinch. There's also a tremendous amount of subsidence of the land surface. So the land actually sinks when you pull the groundwater out. When will we run out is an excellent question. I have done some what I call back of the envelope calculations. The numbers that I get are between 60 years and 100 years. Other people get smaller numbers, think that we will run out of water sooner, maybe in a matter of two or three decades. So we're talking decades, not centuries, and maybe 50 or 60 years is about the mean of the various estimates.
When you take that water out, does that invite more seawater to come into that system in the Sacramento Valley and maybe salinize the whole thing?
When you have a coastal aquifer, like the aquifer that we have here in Orange County, and when you pump a lot from it, like we do here in Orange County, then one of the very common things that happens is that seawater does enter into the aquifer. We call it seawater intrusion. So that's a problem, and we basically fight that here in Orange County by pumping a lot of fresh groundwater into the aquifer right along the coast, building a big barrier, essentially, to keep the seawater out. In the Central Valley, we see something a little bit different. The groundwater withdrawal leads to subsidence of the land surface. And that subsidence may ultimately mean that the Central Valley, big swaths of the Central Valley, are below sea level. So that, you know, if the levees break or if there's a big storm surge, we could get a lot of inland flooding. So that's a huge and a very real concern.
What happens to the groundwater that's pumped out? Does the warmer atmosphere hold the difference, or does it run into the sea, or what?
The ultimate fate of the groundwater that's pumped out is, I wouldn't say it's the subject of debate, but it has many different pots of water, so to speak, that it can go into. Some of it definitely ends up more in the atmosphere. Some of it ends up increasing stream flow, running off into streams and flowing out into the ocean. Some of it is transported as water vapor downwind. For example, we did a recent study in which we looked at what happens to the evaporation from the Central Valley, and we found that it travels to the east, it travels downwind, where it encounters the next big storm system, which is the monsoon system, and it actually strengthens the monsoon and increases rainfall in that region, some of which actually comes back to California through the Colorado River Basin and through Lake Mead and the transfers back into California. So there's a lot of things that can happen to that water. Bottom line, though, is that most of it does not come back.
Now, in China and India, around the world, as wells go dry, they drill more wells. They drill deeper. They install bigger pumps. Surely, at some point, that's going to fail.
The groundwater depletion situation outside of the U.S. is actually much worse than within the United States. So China, India, and the Middle East, those three regions together have the greatest amounts of groundwater depletion anywhere in the world. So they're using water in those regions at an unsustainable clip, and they will face, and they are facing, the challenges that we will face soon here in the United States if we don't take action, say, to manage groundwater better and limit its use somewhat. They're already facing those problems, as well as the problems of conflict and decreasing capacity for economic growth and for agricultural productivity.
This is a huge story, even without the threat of climate change. I mean, California, our major food source, could join the rest of the world in using up the last of the groundwater. Why is there so little reporting or talk about this, do you think?
You know, that's an excellent question. We do our best to get the message out, but I think there's a few reasons. One is that when it comes to water management, most of our emphasis has been on that water that we can see, the water in the rivers and the water in the reservoirs. And that's just a historical thing. And, you know, the groundwater has always served as a sort of strategic reserve. But now we're finding that we can't make do with just the surface water. And we're just kind of starting to realize that, I would say, over the past few years, that the population has grown so much that we need to rely more and more heavily on that groundwater. The difference is that most of the groundwater is not renewable, whereas the surface water flows are renewable. So that in depleting the groundwater, again, we're literally mining it. It won't be coming back in any great amounts on human timescales.
Yes, when I turn on the tap and have a drink of water, that water is 100,000 years old where I live. So that's not coming back anytime
right.
soon.
No, that's right. That's an excellent point. And a lot of people don't appreciate that. And so that just means that on the educational side, we have a lot of work to do so people understand where their water is coming from.
Dr. Famiglietti, we are out of time, but I hope you could return in a future show when we look at this world water picture as tracked from space. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We've been talking with Professor Jay Famiglietti, Director of the Center for Hydrologic Modeling at the University of California, Irvine. I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock. You can find links to this story in my show blog at ecoshock.info.
You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org.